Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the world of business in English, exploring strategies, tips, and inspiring stories to help you succeed in the global marketplace. Egyptian billionaire and former owner of the prestigious Harrods department store in London, Mohamed Al-Fayed, has sadly passed away at the age of 94. Beyond his association with Harrods, Al-Fayed was involved in other business ventures, including ownership of the Ritz Hotel and Fulham Football Club. Tragically, his son, Dodi, and Princess Diana lost their lives in a car crash in 1997, a fact that led to Al-Fayed's notorious promotion of conspiracy theories surrounding their deaths. His life leaves behind a legacy deeply intertwined with both luxury and controversy. Today, we bring you the sad news of the passing of Mohamed Al-Fayed, a prominent Egyptian businessman and billionaire tycoon. Known for his high-profile clashes with the elite and even the royal family, Al-Fayed died at his London home at the age of 94. Despite his vast wealth and numerous acquisitions, he consistently sought approval from the UK establishment during his lifetime, recognition he never quite gained. He also gained attention for his controversial allegations of a cover-up surrounding the tragic deaths of his son, Dodi Al-Fayed, and Princess Diana. The news of Al-Fayed's passing marks a significant moment as we remember him, his tumultuous life, and his indelible impact. In the most recent updates from Superdry, a major development has emerged as the company reported a staggering loss of £148 million. This substantial financial blow, in part due to the ongoing cost of living crisis, is impacting Superdry's recovery plans and has slowed the expected sales growth. Such unfortunate financial results have sparked worries among investors and the city about execution risk. Nevertheless, co-founder Julian Dunkerton expressed his hope despite the significant setback facing the company. Despite the challenges presented by the current cost of living crisis, Dunkerton's optimism suggests an enduring spirit for Superdry, indicating that the company intends to weather these trials and eventually overcome the obstacles brought about by these hard times. In the latest Walgreens news, significant developments are unfolding at the retail pharmacy giant. Walgreens Boots, the parent company of Walgreens, has announced that CEO Rose Brewer will be stepping down. This decision follows a profit forecast downgrade due to weakening demand for COVID vaccines and intensifying competition. Brewer's resignation has coincided with a drop in the company's share price, compounding investor concerns about the firm's business performance and resulting in diminished shareholder value. Rose Brewer, who has been at the helm for under 3 years, pursued a strategy of transforming Walgreens operations during her tenure. Her focus was on expanding the digital and e-commerce platforms, alongside enhancing customer experience. However, it appears these efforts fell short of counteracting the challenges presented by a decline in vaccine demand and increased competition in the retail pharmacy segment. Following Brewer's departure, the eyes of investors and analysts are now on the search for her successor and any potential changes to Walgreens' strategic plan and leadership structure. Given the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and its evolving impact on the healthcare industry, how Walgreens will confront these trials and regain its market position remains uncertain. That concludes today's Walgreens news. Stay tuned for further updates on this subject, as well as more developments from across the business and healthcare sectors. Thank you for joining us on this episode on the fascinating world of business, where we explore ideas, insights, and strategies to help you thrive and succeed in your entrepreneurial journey.